This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey guys, my name's Katie. I've been a listener for quite some time now, and I just wanted to tell you a bit of a story that I've contemplated sharing for a while. And the reason why I haven't is because I didn't really make sense of it until recently. So it's basically my version of Amityville. To put it simply, where I lived in Long Island in this little town called Oyster Bay, and I lived across from a graveyard in that town. And basically, I lived there for years, and at first, everything seemed fine, you know, traditional haunted house, everything's so fine and dandy. And then all of a sudden, things started to slowly but surely get a little strange. And it started from, you know, me getting a little bit freaked out by entering certain rooms. I'll like explain, like, I'm a bit of an empath, so anytime I've been in a haunted house, I would feel emotions more than anything else. So I would run for my life from these rooms. Like, if I ever had to go into them, I just sprint through them and like exit as fast as possible. And that happened for a while, and I kind of knew something was wrong with the house, and I didn't really know what. So fast forward a few months of living there, and I started to hear footsteps outside of my room at night. So the way my upstairs, where all the bedrooms are, was laid out was my dad's room had one room, or one door, sorry, by the bathroom, and then one door by the attic. So my bedroom was right beside the bathroom. So every night for a few months, I would hear footsteps coming from the door by my dad's attic, or by my dad's room, like where the attic is, going all the way to my bedroom. And it would be back and forth all night long. And it would be a man's footsteps. So I thought my dad was just taking the weird long way to the bathroom until I confronted him about it. And he was like, I thought that was you guys going to the bathroom at night. And that's when I kind of realized, okay, this house is haunted, because, you know, there's footsteps and everyone's saying it's not them. And, yeah. So another few months go by, and, both of my aunts are visiting from another state, and one's visiting from another country. So there were only three bedrooms in that house. So I had to sleep downstairs, on the couch for the night. And I was watching TV, because how I cope with any hauntings is I can't sleep in silence. It'll freak me out because I hear everything. So I heard footsteps coming up and down the stairs as I was watching TV. And every time I would look up, the footsteps would stop. And it got to the point where I had to shut off the TV for the night, because otherwise it would just constant up and down the stairs, and no one was awake at that time. And it was a few weeks later then that something happened that, you know, really caused my family to move. And I actually was diagnosed with PTSD because of it. So basically, it got to a point where I would I would visit, I would go home, my bedroom, and like things would be unplugged every single time. And I didn't understand why. And until this event happened, everything made sense to me. Basically, what had happened was I was watching Twilight New Moon. I was like 17 years old. I love Twilight. So that's what I did right before I went to bed. I was in my room and I had the TV there. So I turned the TV off and I turned to my side to go to sleep. And I saw this figure and it looked like a man. And the way I can describe it is something like Slender Man, but all black. A very large, large being. And I had seen ghosts before and they never freaked me out. And when I tell you, I was so scared of what this thing was that I started crying. Like, that means something. Like, I was freaking out and I cried myself to sleep because of how scared I was. Like, I couldn't move. And like, you'd imagine, like, you know, you're freaked out, so you run for your life. No, I was paralyzed with fear. So I fell asleep eventually and I woke up, and I woke up to this man's voice, but it was like a growling man's voice. I don't know how to explain it, but it basically said, "Get out." And it was saying, "Get out. I'm going to hurt your sister." And I heard my sister scream from her bedroom, which was right beside mine. And you'd imagine I'd be in a panic, but I was oddly very calm. And I got out of the bed, like, slowly and started, like, walking towards the door. And for some unknown reason, I couldn't scream. I tried everything, but my body was not letting me. And during this entire, like, process, I felt like there was a weight on me, if that makes any sense. Like, I felt like something was on top of me. And I couldn't scream. I wasn't crying, which is unlike me because I'm a very emotional person. And I was just like, I was in a daze almost. And I was whispering for my stepmom. My stepmom, anyone who knows her, she was a former cop, and she literally is like a ninja in disguise, like would disarm a gunman type person. So I started trying to yell for her, but all I could get out was a whisper. And I was staring at my door, whispering my stepmom's name. And I just gave up. And the screaming from my sister's room stopped, and I went back to sleep, like, as if nothing happened. I wasn't freaking out. I was like, it was like I was being hypnotized almost. And I woke up the next day, and let me tell you, I screamed bloody murder for my stepmom. I was terrified, the most scared I've ever been in my life. And my stepmom explained to me, Katie, you're probably wondering why, you know, things are unplugged all the time from your room, and why Oscar, our dog, constantly poops and pees in your room. And she said, it's because I've seen that figure coming in and out of your room all the time. And Oscar is trying to protect you, but he's also scared of that thing. So that's why he's pooping and peeing in there. And I understood that, but what I didn't get was, why was my sister screaming? So I asked my sister, I was like, Chelsea, were you screaming last night? And she said no. So this night has, like, gotten to me so much. I couldn't figure out why, like, this person was, or this thing, sorry, was pretending to be my sister, and why I felt like something was on me, and why I wasn't freaking out. And, like, I don't know whether you would consider it, like, some sort of possession or what, But it was definitely the most traumatizing thing, and I've been through a lot. Like, it was definitely up there on the things that, you know, really were hard for me to talk about for quite some time. And I always thought maybe it was sleep paralysis, but then it's like, why would it be sleep paralysis if I'm up and moving around, you know? Yeah, I just thought I would share that story. Like, people have told me to be a bit more vocal about it because it's interesting. But, you know, I don't know, maybe I'll write a bit more about other details that have happened, or maybe I'll send another message on here. Keep doing what you're doing. I love your podcast. You guys keep me entertained on my long drives. And yeah, hope to share some more stories with you soon. Bye-bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.